Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Get to our headlines this hour. Those are brought to you by Doral Hyundai. In Miami, we go to the beach for a little solcito, and when we want a low price, you save with your pricito. Save now with your pricito at Doral Hyundai. As the Marlins, they're back on the diamond tonight. They start a 3-game series with the San Diego Padres, trying to get this thing back on track. It has been a rough go of it here tonight. So check that on out. They do have a cool thing going on tomorrow. I don't know if you guys heard the Solana ad coming on in, but tomorrow they have Venezuelan Heritage Night. So if you buy the ticket package there, it will support relief efforts in Venezuela. So that's kind of a cool thing the Marlins got going on this week. They also are giving out, they got coming up this weekend on Sunday, Alex Gonzalez is going to be doing alumni selfies in section 205 in the Legends level from 140 to 240. Love Alex Gonzalez. The best defensive shortstop I've ever seen in my life. And, of course, the biggest home run in Marlins history.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that off Jeff Weaver?
Yes, Jeff Weaver. Yeah, it was. Crazy things. That was one of the craziest games I've ever been to.
Game 3, I believe.
Right?
Game 4,
Roger Clemens. We all thought it was Roger Clemens' last game. Miguel Cabrera goes Oppo.
Yeah.
Then poor Luis Castillo couldn't even pray to hit a ball because so many people were there was back in the day when people brought cameras to the games for all you kids out there. And it was like Roger Clemens' last pitch, and it was like lightning in the building. Everybody's taking pictures of it. And then goes into extra innings. Alex Gonzalez hits a line drive right down left field and gives the Marlins the win. Tied the series and put it in control for the Marlins. So a huge one for them winning that one. So anyway, he's doing that. And then Sunday they are also giving out Javier Sanoja Gold Glove mini bobbleheads. So that'll be fun for everybody as well. So Marlins got it going. Hopefully they can pair it up with some wins as well, because 9 straight is a lot. 9 straight is a lot. Did you see the story? Oh, hello, Leroy.
What's up?
How are you? Whoa.
Yeah, man, you look better.
That does look better.
Yeah.
That does look better. Did you go to rehab today?
Yeah, I had to go to the doctor and then went to rehab.
What'd they have you do?
Just stem, slight movements, and some red light therapy.
Ooh.
And then some little squeezy ball things.
Kids are into the squeezies these days. My daughter bothers me for like squeezy ice cube, squeezy cheese. People are very into that right now. So at least you're hip.
Yep.
You got that going on for you. But I was reading this story during the break of Royals catcher Salvador Perez, who is, been with the Royals forever. He's 36 years old. He's their catcher. He just tied George Brett for most home runs in Royals history.
Nice.
Now, you may be asking yourself, Tobes, are you really giving me a Royals record?
Yeah, but it's not even 300, right?
No, it's 317. 317.
317. Okay, but think about how long they've been around and think about how long the Marlins been around and what's the record for the Marlins.
It's less than that.
No, I know it's less than that. Is it even 200?
I think it's Stan. I'm not sure. Let me see. Marlins all time.
But just think about how long the two clubs have been around.
Yeah, I mean, the Royals have been around a lot longer than the Marlins.
Yeah.
267 is the record for the Marlins.
So 267, and the record for the
Royals.
For the Royals is 317.
George Brett, he didn't.
Have you seen that field? Have you ever been to Kauffman Stadium?
I haven't been to Kauffman Stadium. Is it big?
Yeah, it's damn big, man. You see those?
So you know it's crazy. Then isn't the football and the baseball field near each other, right?
I
think so.
Maybe, I'm not too sure, but yeah, Royals Stadium is in Rose Stadium is no Little League park. That's a big stadium.
Well, you mentioned the fountains, so that's why I'm bringing up the story.
Yes.
So Salvador Perez hits the home run into the fountains.
Oh, nice.
And
somebody went to get the ball.
Somebody went to go get the ball. Yeah. And apparently.
Was it hot?
Was it the temperature hot?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because that's the only way I'm jumping into some fountain.
But if you're a Royals fan, though, you go in there and you're jumping in. And the guy, like, he hopped it like a frog, dude, like right in there.
You know he's thinking how much money it is.
So he's like, yeah, or thinking maybe I'll get to meet Salvador Perez or something like that. So the problem is apparently the rule is in Kansas City, that's an automatic arrest. You get put in handcuffs. And so the cops took him away. He doesn't get the ball, and he gets thrown in jail.
Nah, you got to keep. You got to get the ball. If I'm going to jail, I got to get the ball.
You got to give it off to a friend.
Not even give. Like I got to.
He's wearing a Salvador Perez jersey. He's getting taken away in handcuffs.
Wow. So
and so Salvador Perez has come to his defense.
Oh, word.
And he has said, "Please take him out of jail. I would have done the same thing probably if I was a fan." And he's come to his defense. I don't know if they will take him out of jail.
This is good.
But he's got the main man behind him.
How much power does Salvador Perez have, being that he's been
He's a champion and a record holder. Like, I would imagine outside of Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce and Andy Reid, he's got to be in Kansas City lore for right now. Like, pretty high.
It's probably him and Bobby Witt Jr., the most popular players in Kansas City Royals right now. And definitely, he's definitely top five in Kansas City athletes. But if he's asking for this man to be released, you got to release him, don't
you?
Yeah. You got to release him.
I mean, I think you do.
Like, you can't.
And you got to give him a bat or something, right? Where's the ball?
That's the thing.
They took the ball. He doesn't get it. I think Salvador Perez got the ball.
He was going to give it to Salvador regardless.
I mean, no, he wasn't. Nah.
Well, I don't know.
No, how much? That's what I'm saying.
How much would that really be worth? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, what's it worth? If I'm a Royals fan,
more than his business.
Like, if I caught, let's say, in a crazy world, Kyle Stowers gets home run 268, what the hell is that getting me? You know, like I'd rather just meet Kyle Stowers and be like, hey, cool moment. Can I get a bat? You know, selfie with Tommy. Like, let's go. You know, and that's that. So if you're a Salvador Perez fan, you're not
autographed jersey.
Are you getting $10,000 for that ball? Like, what are you? I don't even know what the answer is. I don't know how much you get. Like, I feel you'd rather just meet Salvador Perez. But that was
which
crazy.
Is maybe all he wanted.
Maybe that is all he wanted.
I mean, like, if you think in Royals, is that a jersey people are wearing?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. He's the man for them. It would be like. You know, UD setting the rebound record. Like, he's won a championship. He's been there his whole career. He's beloved there.
Right.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, it's him. He's not any of the Chiefs, but he's probably under the Chiefs or maybe Bobby Witt Jr. or Eric Hosmer. Like, I don't even think Grinke has that, like, kind of pull there anymore because he kind of bounced around. And the other Royals we can – and George Brett, of course.
Frank White, Bo Jackson.
I mean,
Bo Jackson. Bo Jackson hanging out in Kansas City?
I don't think so.
No. He's back in what, Alabama?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, Dade South says Lord. I don't think she is from Kansas City, though. She just loved, I think her dad loved George Brett. Isn't that how the story goes? How she made the song? Anyway, this is a lot of Kansas City Royals talk.
Well, I mean, nobody expected Salvador Perez's home run to, you know, get a man arrested.
I sneakily have always wanted to see those. I love fountains, and I would love to go see those fountains in Kansas City. I don't really want to go to Kansas City, but I would love to go to Kauffman Stadium to see the fountains. I think it looks like a cool thing.
It does.
I love fancy fountains. You like a fancy fountain, Leroy?
Yeah.
What? Is that an intangibles thing?
Yeah.
Time out. You go to the Bellagio.
No, I don't.
You don't go to the Bellagio? You don't see the fountains when the Bellagio fountains?
Love those fountains.
Isn't that the best?
Oh, the best. Love the fountains there. Love Caesar's Palace. The fountains they got at Caesar's Palace.
Yes.
Love a fountain, dude.
I think, like, but that's a little bit different, right? Fountain show. That's like a show.
Yeah, it's a show, dude.
But dude, it's great. It tells you the time. You go in, if you stay at the Bellagio, you put it on the channel, and then boom, boom, boom.
I mean, how big was when that pirate show first came out?
I never got to see that. Treasure Island, is that what that was?
Yeah.
I never got to see that. Never got to see that. Dade Schmeathen says, you have a lawn, turn on the sprinklers. It's not Samesies, dude. I love fountains. Take a break. More to come. We're back after
this.
You.
I love the way he finishes with Samesies.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. Tobin and Leroy here with you. Leroy, can we get a weather update, please? Brought to us by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Storm season is here. Make sure your home is ready. Get your free roof and window estimate today. Visit tornadoroofing.com.
Speaking of storming, it's raining. So I'm going to say it's cloudy. Mostly cloudy. Got a shower going on here. It's not probably going on everywhere, but look for some showers during the day. And it's supposed to be building a little more rain later on in the evening. Right now, it's about, I'd say, between 85 and 90 degrees. Winds are coming out of the east. Hard to tell because the trees are wet, but I'd say anywhere from 5 to 10 miles an hour.
Hard to say. There you go. He's a golfer, ladies and gentlemen.
Not for a while.
Not for 3 months.
Well.
Yeah.
You're never not a golfer.
Right. That's true.
Let me ask you this. How long did you itch when they finally took the cast off your arm today?
Not at all.
You didn't? Good.
It
good,
didn't
good.
Itch. Okay. No. It's weird. No itching, no pain.
Nice. That's good.
A little stiff. Uncomfortable, but it was uncomfortable sleeping, but no pain. I haven't taken any pain meds. He told me I got to take the stuff for the nerves, but.
You need antler spray.
Like Ray Lewis?
Like Ray Lewis.
Yeah, but
Ray Lewis wasn't supposed to play that season. There's no way he was supposed to play that season.
Yeah.
And then something happened.
That was a big controversy. They were like, he's using this deer antler spray. I'm like. Oh, yeah? You think everybody's on the level here on this this playing field? We really want to test everybody out here?
I don't think it works like that, though.
The antler spray or steroids?
Just in steroids in general. I don't think that everybody thinks you just rub some steroid on you and you just healed. Doesn't quite work like that. It doesn't.
Yeah, I don't think it's magic, but I do think that for guys who are training and can keep it going and things like that, it definitely helps to have the right people around it. Listen, dude, if it didn't work, people wouldn't do it.
No, I get that. But I'm just saying as far as healing.
Yeah, I think that's more like people would say like the HGH range and things like that. You know, people are doing all kinds of crazy stuff. They're spinning their blood. They're doing stem cells. They're doing all kinds of stuff these days. Whatever it takes to heal it up. You know, Kobe went over to Germany to spin the blood.
Blood cycling?
Yeah.
Okay.
All in the up and up. Wink. All of it. But who knows? Who knows?
Us poor saps that do it the regular way.
You felt that way? You're like this Romanowski, this dirty cheat.
You know what? I didn't even think. Listen, I was a firm believer that do what you need to do, right? But here's where I have a problem. Don't then brag about it. You see what I'm saying? That's the part I have a problem with. Like if you were, you know, doing some stuff, okay, whatever. You, like, do you.
Took him a while, right? Didn't he like try and say it was shakes for a while?
Whatever. Right?
Felt like he was always on Radio Row pitching like a shake or something like that.
Right.
EAS.
Yes. I don't know. Something like that. Romanowski was out there just trying to put something into the ether. Toboggan says, so full of roids, he was frothing at the mouth.
Right.
Then they had who was the other guy? The guy who was on New Romanowski was Brian Cushing on the Texans.
Oh yeah, oh.
That guy was that guy. That guy's before and afters were pretty crazy. They were pretty crazy. I'm not saying anybody did anything, but I'm not saying anybody did anything. And then didn't he become their strength coach? And I think a bunch of Texans got busted.
Yeah,
that's crazy. But it's really hard to get away with it in football during the season, because that little red tag avoids no one. You know what the red tag is, right?
Is that random when you get tested?
Random testing.
Well, how much were they doing it back then? Is that what random the Wizinator testing? Was the Wizinator for drugs or steroids?
Drugs.
So that was only a one-time deal then.
Yeah, it was just to hide the if you were smoking weed or anything like that.
Which is crazy because you know, like Vlad, think about this. What kind of knucklehead you got to be when you know the day they're going to test?
Is this,
and they only test once.
Is this test already done going into training camp, or is it done in training camp?
It's done in training camp,
It's done the first week of training camp.
All right.
So you know when you're going to get your drug test. The steroid test is random throughout the year. Of course, unless you get caught up in something, then it's every week.
Wow. Shams mom. Had to make sure.
Whoa.
LeBron James. We have breaking news. LeBron James is signing a 2-year deal with the Philadelphia 76ers. Wow.
Wow.
LeBron is going to Philly. I'm stunned. I didn't think that was the place he was going to go. He's really hitching his wagon to Joel Embiid, huh?
I heard you in the car. Get ready for DeMar DeRozan.
Oh, yeah. He's going to be – I think the press conference is on Monday. It's leaked.
Now,
LeBron –
I know you quite well.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say this.
Didn't want him.
If he had ended up in Miami because of something leaked somewhere else, you would have said that's why.
I don't think it was because of the leak. I don't think it was because of the leak. Look at it. It's a good squad he's going to. Theoretically. I mean, you know that anchor, you know that center's going to drag it all to the floor.
You know
but
that.
Can they? You know, I mean, Maxie, they did pretty good without him last year.
Hmm?
They didn't do that well. They just got out of the
play-in.
The play-in. They were one of the. No, they were in the play-in. What am I talking about?
Yeah, they were in the play-in.
They were in the play-in?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
They were in the play-in. Yeah, they beat Orlando.
Oh, okay.
And they've been
so
in
they
the
were like the seventh seed?
Yeah, they were the seventh seed. And they were playing, I think, the year prior to that. They've been playing a lot. Philly's part of that playing four with Atlanta, Miami, and Chicago.
Well, part of the problem is because their star ain't never starring.
Well, we shall see. We shall see.
2-year, $8 million with a player option, so he can opt out after this year. LeBron James is signing with the Philadelphia 76ers. All right, we'll take a break. We'll reset it and get back into this. But LeBron is not going to the Miami Heat. He is not going to the Cleveland Cavaliers.
And I blame Hawk.
Why is that?
Because he took off. He said, I would come in if LeBron signed here. LeBron didn't want to waste his time. So he said, nah, I'll sign with Philly. Stay on vacation, bro.
Take a break. We're back after this. All right. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. If you're just tuning in, LeBron James has made his decision. He signs with the Philadelphia 76ers. That reported about 15 minutes ago. And that is it. LeBron watches over. If that was the plane, Pat Riley's got a detour.
So maybe, you know what? I got to apologize to Bob Myers.
For going on the podcast?
It worked.
I guess so.
It worked.
Or it was already decided on the whole way.
Well, it could have been. But the begging and pleading, it worked. Because nobody else did it. But you said Ryle should do it. If Ryle's got to hit some podcasts, you said you would love to hear some great stories from Ryle.
I think look, there's no argument that it's not a good roster to go to. I mean, theoretically, because you know Joel Embiid's not going to be healthy. But if you have Joel Embiid, Jaylen Brown, Maxi Edgecombe with LeBron James, there's no saying that's not a good roster to go to. Like, so it would be disingenuous for me to come up here and be like, hey, now is it better than pairing with Bam and Giannis? To be debated, to be seen. But because it is going to be a bit of a weird connection with all of them, that is going to be that feels like it's going to be more of a work in progress with everybody. But on paper, you understand the decision. I'm a little surprised because I didn't think that LeBron James was going to go to another new franchise. I think that was the thing that I was like, I couldn't see him really doing that. I always kind of felt like it was going to be he was going to go back to one of his old places. I thought the entire time it was going to be Cleveland. But it really did seem like with all of the stuff that was going on, he really did not want to play with James Harden. There was a lot of reports that came out that he was trying to get Kyrie to go to Cleveland and things like that. But, you know, he's been there. He's done that with Cleveland. He's been there. He's done that with Miami. So he goes on and does a whole new chapter. But, yeah, I am surprised. I didn't think that he was going to go to Philly.
That is crazy, right? Because of all the teams, that was kind of an afterthought.
I think so. Yeah, it was kind of like added into the mix. And, with them making the Jaylen Brown trade, he's going there thinking, hey, I'm going to be the man with everybody.
You got Embiid there. LeBron, Maxi, Jaylen Brown, and Joel Embiid.
Yep.
Who's playing defense? Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown's a decent defender.
LeBron.
No. Jalen Edgecombe and
Edgecombe's a good defender.
Edgecombe,
and Maxi leads the league in steals, or he'll be a top three in steals.
But it's a good roster. It's like there's no way to say that's not a good roster.
You can't even.
I'm just surprised. Yeah, I'm just surprised that he ended up going there. I did. I was like, I kind of feel like there is a little like nostalgia ending to one of these places that felt like where it was going to go. So this does feel like a bit of a swerve, especially with look if you're Philadelphia. Think about this if you're Philly. You traded out Paul George for Jaylen Brown and LeBron James.
Boston messed up. That's all Boston's fault. This is like, all the Celtics' fault.
Crazy. It is. That's an insane offseason from them. There's no other way to spin that other than, as MIAO says, Embiid has the knees of a 60-year-old. Well, but this almost gives you more insurance, to be honest with you.
You don't have to play him.
Yeah. Well, you might as well not because you might as well play him because it always comes the same time, Vlad, every year.
It doesn't matter how little he plays.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The same time every year, it's the same thing with him.
I think he should play more so he's in better shape at the end of the year.
Yo, you think Savannah said yes to Philadelphia?
Obviously she did.
Really?
Obviously she did. Like they looked at it and they said, "No, that's the best team to go to." They did say like they were going to go to the best roster. They don't think it was Miami in that spot.
I gotta apologize to certain people. Dr. Mark Lamont Hill was on his podcast with Joe Budden podcast and said that he really thought LeBron was going to go to Philadelphia, and he had heard rumors that they were looking for schools for Zuri to go to.
Is it like a volleyball hotbed?
I don't know if it's a volleyball. It might be a volleyball hotbed. But yeah,
they were. I mean, it is once LeBron gets there.
It's yeah, we know with exactly.
It's going to be.
You just you go and you look at it all like in theory, yeah, it could go very well, or you know there could be some it could all be brought down by creaky knees and I guess ego of Jaylen Brown. I think that's going to be an interesting one too. To see how that all fits in, because you know that was a bit of a weird one. But look, on paper, certainly is an awesome roster. There's no doubt about that. But I do say this: like, look, I obviously wanted LeBron James to be added to this because I thought it would have been cool. But I have been saying this the entire time in the lead up. I don't think Heat fans should lose sight of the offseason and that you got Giannis, and that's still a monster move.
Right?
Like, it's still a monster move. It still puts the Heat in the game. Let's not lose sight of that fact. And as seismic as it would have been and cool to add LeBron James, getting Giannis was the main thing. Like getting a two-time MVP to carry you through. And I honestly think the Heat are going to be a bitch to play in the regular season. I really, really do. I think that this is going to be one of those teams where you look up and down and all the defenders that they have, it's going to be a tough team. Is it going to succeed in the playoffs? That's a big question. But I honestly think Heat are going to be one of those teams no one is going to want to play in the regular season because of how hard they're going to play and what Giannis is going to bring every single night, what Bam's going to bring every single night. It's just going to be a matter of, do they have enough guys in the postseason to close? And that's going to probably be dependent upon if they have any young guys step up. But yes, as we were talking, Vlad, in the early goings of the DeMar DeRozan thing, he'll be here in about 15 minutes.
Right?
Yeah. I should have known as soon as I said it. You heard it, right?
And I was like,
I heard him. No. I know. I said, I know what that means.
No, because the way
DeMar
Tobin was talking.
What number are you wearing?
No, because the way Tobin was talking, I'm like, this is not Tobes. Like, Tobes is sounding like a. He's not Wild Heat Coyote. He's saying. Yeah, that's probably a good chance we're going to get DeMar DeRozan. I ask him, you mean with LeBron? He's like, no, if LeBron doesn't come. I do think LeBron's going to come, but there's probably a great chance we're going to get DeMar DeRozan.
No, I think that I didn't want to be too, because I'm not like super fired up to get DeMar DeRozan, because whoever gets fired up to get DeMar DeRozan. But because it's like, he's a good player. There's no doubt he's gonna have a role here, but it's still DeMar DeRozan. Like, it's just not the sexiest thing in the world. And so, but he's going to be here. For sure. Like, he's been trying to circle and get to the Heat forever. So, I mean, I'd be pretty surprised if he's not the Monday press conference.
Oh, no. Oh, really. By the way, wait. Hold on.
Mm-hmm.
The intern.
I don't think it was an intern.
Well, whoever messed up, that's a bad mess up right there. I'm sorry.
It doesn't look great, but I don't think that was the reason.
Come on now.
I don't think that was the reason.
Come on now.
I don't think it was the reason. I don't think anybody got fired over a stupid YouTube link. He has these things planned. He dragged it out a week because he was pissed at Adam Silver. That's why. He just dragged it out a little bit more. Didn't you tell me also
so
you thought it was...
I gotta watch this fool on opening night?
Yeah, it's going to be Knicks and Philly for sure.
Yeah, it's definitely going to be Knicks
definitely.
Philly.
Definitely.
Or maybe Boston-Philly.
Boston's having a rough offseason.
Boston, dude. Philly, Knicks, Spurs might be the move.
Boston's having a rough offseason.
But you're right. Oh, yeah. No, dude, you traded your best, well, many people, like the Leroy Hordes of the world and some others, not even to say some, quite a few others, think mm-hmm. you traded your best player to one of your biggest rivals. And that big rival also got one of the greatest players of all time. And they got a second-year player who's, you know, not as – you don't have to worry about taking a sophomore slump with all those great vets around him to teach him. And
with Edgecombe?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Edgecombe, that's like – you're going from a rookie year where you went to the playoffs to now you're playing alongside two finals MVPs.
Listen, he's a demon. Yep. He's a really, really good player. He's a really, really good player. You know, like any rookie, like, hit a little bit of a wall there, but everybody can see the talent with Edgecombe. He's a good player. It's a good roster. They have one big question, and incredibly, it's not the 42-year-old.
That's crazy, right? question on your team is whether the 42-year-old can hang up.
No, it has nothing to do with him.
What's crazy? The 42-year-old, who's going to play more between the 42-year-old and the big guy?
Who is there?
Or that big guy's making nearly $55 million more.
Who is their backup center? Is it still Paul Reed?
No, it's Huck Party. They signed Huck Party from the Knicks.
Oh. Well, who was he?
He was the third.
He was the third center? That's their guy? That's their backup?
Because Drummond went to the Knicks.
Yeah, I remember Drummond went to the Knicks.
Right.
Paul Reed's not still hanging around there? I feel like he's always
a
Philadelphia
76er. No, Paul Reed went to, I think Paul Reed's either like in Detroit or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Paul Reed's no longer there. Because their bench wasn't that great. They lost Kelly Oubre.
They got Dean Wade.
They only added
Dean Wade. Was going to start if they didn't get LeBron. But they have Dean Wade's
so
going to be on the bench.
So now he's coming off the bench?
Yeah, their bench isn't great.
Yeah, their bench isn't that great.
The bench isn't great.
I'll worry about the bench later.
You'll worry about the bench later. What are you, a Philly fan all of a sudden?
I'm just saying. Like, wow. if you had that starting five, what would you say? Worry about the bench later.
Yeah, and with that starting five, one is a cripple. Okay. The other one is who gets tired at the end of the season because he's always got to play so many minutes in Maxi. And you're still dealing with a 42-year-old.
All right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah, no.
They can't play 48 minutes, 82 games, Leroy. We know that.
Chris says, happy this is over so we can move on and complete our roster. Yeah, they'll end up, like, the move is going to be, they're going to get DeMar DeRozan, and then they'll figure out what the other two the other two spots are.
All this just to lose Knicks in five. That's great.
Man. Well, listen, don't get a fat cat year either, man. It's been hard to repeat.
I don't care.
You've been seeing how everybody's been going. Hey, it ain't easy.
Playboy.
You cannot care. I understand why you're feeling froggy, but I'm telling you.
I don't care. Listen, they cannot win another title in another 53 years. I saw the one. That's all I needed. The one.
Wild. What is his year?
My hometown got one too.
Yeah. 2016. You good.
Your hometown? No. The Pelicans won a championship?
Well, that's right.
New Orleans. Saints.
Saints won, huh? Yeah, he's right with the Saints. He's wearing number 23. He can't wear six.
Yeah, I think so.
He can't wear six.
People were saying that down here. If he was going to, like, was he not going to wear six? I'm like, he's grandfathered in. He can wear six if he wanted to wear six, but it's all.
But he's egotistical. He might win two jerseys to retire. He might have wore 23.
Two jerseys to retire. Who's the only person? Is Kobe the only guy they've done that for?
Yeah, the Bean. Yeah.
Well, he's not getting that now.
He's definitely not going to get it now.
We'll get his six. It was good. It was a good run. But, you know, he ain't Giannis, dude. I mean, come on. What are we talking about here? Like, let's not lose sight of the fact that he got Giannis. I'm not doing that. I'm not going to sit here and act like the offseason's a disappointment. The Miami Heat got a 2-time MVP.
So Vlad, what's amazing is we got Giannis, and the excitement was real.
Yeah,
and we did all the pressers and all that, but then they just went right to LeBron.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
You did do it.
I'm not doing that. Like, so I've been saying that steadfastly through the entire thing. Is like, I don't want Heat fans to lose sight of the fact that your big move is you got Giannis. Getting LeBron would be amazing. It would have been a cool story. There's no doubt about that. And there are elements where you did need some of his game.
But the whale is Giannis.
But the whale is Giannis, dude. Like, the whale is Giannis. He was the big thing. Like, that's it. It is. Like, I think that Miami Heat team is going to be a pain in the ass to play. I really do. I like the roster. I like Giannis and Bam leading this thing. I like the other pieces on this roster as well. I really do. I think they're going to be a pain in the ass to play. I think there are legit questions once they come to the playoff time, for sure. But
who's
I think
gonna
this.
Be the, who's going to be the finisher?
Yeah, I think this team during the regular season with the amount of wingspan and defense that they have, I think they're going to be a bitch to play. I really, really do. I'm not losing sight of that. I think the Miami Heat's going to have a good regular season, dude. I really, really do. I do. Let's see. Tommy. What's up, man? What do you want to say? 560 or QAM?
Well, I'm just glad this whole LeBron Lane thing is over with. You know, we can focus on the important things now, because honestly, never wanted him, right, dude?
Never wanted him.
But dude. Next Listen, week, it was a nice story. Mini-season. We're doing for mini-season next week, man. Wednesday and Thursday, I'm out of work at 3:30, man. You guys let me know. I'll shoot you my number.
You're offering
we
tickle
go
stick?
Out there, we grab a couple lobsters. Yeah, man, I got the tickle stick, got the snare, got the buoy. I got everything, man. You guys just need masks, snorkel fins. That's it.
Appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
I need an outfit?
I don't think you can go underwater with that thing.
Why?
I don't know. Is this
It's waterproof.
Is it? What about the cast?
No, the cast is off.
Wait, let me see it again. Let me see what you got.
The cast is I just got a wrap.
Oh, it's a wrap. Yes. Oh, okay. I didn't know you. I thought the wrap is off. I didn't notice.
The wrap was the cast.
I thought that the arm thing was around the cast. Yeah, no. I was confused. All right. I didn't know. QM, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hey, it's John.
What's up, buddy? You're on the air.
Hey, man. What's up, Tubbs? So I just wanted to throw this out to everybody. Like, LeBron was going to be the fifth best defender on our team.
Yep.
So if people really sit back and think, like, we have Giannis, Bam, Davion, Wiggs, and then you plug in Pella or X player we either have or acquire, and then it's only going to be exponentially better. I mean, we're going to put teams in hell. So I just want everybody to calm down over, you know, the stuff if anybody's really upset, and just, you know, focus on what we really got, which is our rock solid D.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Was that Dan Day's uncle?
I don't know. Was he kind of like changed accents, right?
Wasn't like,
I thought it started Australian and then it went like Louisiana on us.
I thought the same.
Weird.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. I was like, "Where's he? What's he doing over there?" QAM, you're on the air. What's your name?
Hey, Craig.
What's up, man? You're on the air.
got to say, man, wasn't on the Bron bandwagon. Wasn't on the Bron train to come to Miami, man.
All right.
All the show pony, look at me, look at me. Oh my God, I got to. I didn't want him, man. I mean, it would have been a cool story, but I was advocating for him not to come, man. I think we should have focused on Clay and focused on DeRozan and complete our roster like that. But LeBron, we could do a lot better without LeBron, man.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop.
He's right.
Stop.
When you're right, you're right.
Stop.
When you're right, you're right. Stop.
Hey. Hey,
when
you
you're talking about,
turns,
and you're right, you're
you
right.
You see how that turns?
It's time, Leroy,
it's time
Leroy,
to forget about
I'm not gonna say
we gotta
I'm
grow
not gonna
up.
Say that.
We gotta
no,
grow up.
I'm
Stop
not gonna say
past.
That.
Leroy,
stop living in
Leroy.
The past.
I love how they said never wanted him. It would have been cool if we got him, but I never wanted him. So what did you want? You wanted a cool story or not? Just don't say that, because now if you're relying on DeMar DeRozan and Klay Thompson,
you don't have to say it like a road game with Mike Biamonte.
You're relying on DeMar DeRozan and Klay Thompson if you can get, you know, his PTSD from his breakup with Meg Thee Stallion.
I'm not really into Klay Thompson. I will say that.
Then who are you going to want? You want Russell Westbrook?
I'm not into a lot of these old guys. I trust the young guys that we have. I believe in Pelle Larsson.
They
don't
even trust the young guys they have.
That's not true, dude. Like they
no, he
they,
trusts
they,
the young guys.
He trusts Pelle Larsson. Like, he plays them a ton. He trusts Pelle Larsson. Nico's a question. QAM, you're on the air. What's your name?
Adrian.
Go ahead, buddy. You're on the air.
Man, I still feel like we're a top four team in the East. Mm-hmm. It sucks that he didn't come there. I kind of was preparing for him not to come. I'm with you, Tobin. I don't think that the YouTube fumble was the reason why he didn't come. But I still think we're a top four team in the East, depending on the moves we make. But gosh, it's going to suck to see him in his Sixers jersey.
It is weird. It is. It's a bit of a weird one for sure.
Yeah.
He better not stink, because they're vicious people, especially to the old.
Wait a minute, especially of the old.
Oh, Philadelphia hates the old, dude. They threw snowballs at Santa.
They did.
All right, if you're on hold, I'll get to your calls on the other side. We got to take a break, but reacting, LeBron James has decided to sign with the Philadelphia 76ers.
Never wanted him!
Back after this.